Open up to Romans chapter 12, and our time of confession is at the beginning of our service because we recognize our need to come before our God and confess as we come to his altar. Open up to Romans 12, and we're going to read verses 15 through 16. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Not be wise in your own opinion. Amen. 2 weeks ago, I gave exhortation. We considered the book of Romans counsel to rejoice with those who rejoice. And you might recall that our lack of rejoicing or our inability to rejoice with others is sometimes because of our selfishness and our envy. But having been saved by the blood of Christ, redeemed and freed from the chains of living for ourselves, we are to walk in liberty. The liberty to love one another more than ourselves. Because being born again, we are no longer slaves to sin, but we are living for our King, for our Savior, for our Lord. And therefore, in that life, we can step back from ourselves and see what God is doing and rejoice for the work that he's doing in others' lives. Amen? Amen? And as a member of the body of Christ, as one family here, the blessings that God pours out on others are our blessings too. And we get to rejoice in them. And so it is with our passage today, since we're one body, since we're spiritually connected, covenanting together through Christ, the head of the church. What one member experiences, we all experience too. And today we want to consider the admonition here to weep with those who weep. And so, like rejoicing, another's weeping is our weeping too. Each of us know a little bit about this exhortation today, perhaps from both sides of the coin. What a blessing it is when we are mourning and someone comes alongside to enters in with us. And even cries with us. We also know the other side. Getting the news of a trial that has come to someone else's door. And our hearts well up with grief for them. One of the most difficult things for us to walk through is the death of a loved one. It almost certainly ushers in a time of mourning and weeping. It's the gravity of the loss of a friend or a brother or a mother or a father and even sometimes a child. It breaks a chord within us, knowing that that person is gone. It's different than when a pet dies, isn't it? It's because God's given us these souls that'll last forever. But we see today it's a loss that we don't journey through alone. Now, we do have Christ who is sufficient for all, but he's gone beyond that and given us one another. Amen? The body of Christ. And so in a similar exhortation to today's passage and speaking directly about that body of Christ, we see in 1 Corinthians 12, it says, if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. And if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. So we must consider the call from Scripture to weep with those who weep in the context of a body, the body of Christ. When something happens to our body, our physical body, think of your physical body and something happens, a pain or a loss to it, or a hurt, the rest of the body knows. It's aware. In fact, usually it has to help. The loss and pain is not ignored or brushed off. It knows what's going on. It's cared for. It's provided for. If there's pain in the foot, the hand knows that there's pain in the foot, and it might have to do some things to help out. So it is with us as the body of Christ. When one of us is weeping, may we say, this is my brother or sister. And this is part of us who's hurting. I feel it, and I hurt with them. So with that in mind, just three considerations today for weeping with those who weep. Number one, weeping with those who weep asks us to enter in. To enter in. Into the situation with our brother and sister. Entering into the life, into the hurt, into the loss. Weeping with those who weep is going deeper than just an awareness. You might know that someone is hurting, but it's asking for more than that. There's an active role of coming alongside. Weeping with others is a heart of compassion and mercy, and then just the natural response of love, isn't it? What we often hear of and consider is what the word says about this. And we remember that when Lazarus died, Mary and the others were mourning over his death. They were weeping. And we see the example of Jesus in that passage. He did not just stand afar off, but he engaged with Mary, with mercy. In fact, Jesus knew what was going to happen. He knew it was going to be okay. He knew that Lazarus would live, but he still entered in and wept. And the others there even declared, "Oh, see how he loved him." Christ's weeping was out of a heart of compassion and mercy for Mary. And note that Jesus did not come up to Mary and say, "Where's your faith, sister? Don't you know it's going to be okay?" It wasn't the time for that, was it? I mean, Jesus knew it was going to be okay, but he sat and wept. Which takes us to our second point. Our call is to weep with others first, not to explain it or fix it. When someone is mourning or weeping, it might not be the time to just go up and say, "Have more faith, brother, trust in the Lord and move on." Now, there's certainly a time for that. And after a season of mourning and a time of weeping, those exhortations may need to be given to propel us on in faith. But that's not the first response. The first response is to love by weeping with. You may recall Job's friends, and before they entered into some lengthy speeches on trying to explain the mysteries of God, they did a few things that were quite loving. First of all, they came to be with their brother. They came to be with him. May we not neglect that. Secondly, they empathized with them. Verse 12 says of the chapter of Job, they began to weep aloud. They tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads. And thirdly, they spent time with him. They sat 7 days before they said anything. They wept with their friend in silence. And so weeping with those who weep will take time. It will take love. It will take genuine compassion. And the third point is that it's a command for all of us. Note that weeping with those who weep is not just a gift that some people might have, but it's a command to all Christians out of a heart of love that's been born again. We see this at its core in Colossians 3. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. In other words, coming alongside and weeping with someone is for all of us. It's not just a personality trait for the emotional ones in here. No, it's for all of us. So we can't stand and say, "Well, honey, you go and weep with them because I'm not really into that." That's not what it says. It's for all of us. We must rip ourselves out of that, brothers and sisters. We're all swimming in this independent culture. This me, right? Self-consumed culture. May we be freed of that through Christ and realize God's heart of mercy and love he has for us is one that Christ wants us to have for one another. A heart renewed in Christ bears the fruit of love, mercy, and compassion. So yes, weeping with those who weep goes beyond just understanding. I understand your situation. No, it's entering in with. It's mourning and lamenting with out of a heart of love. So as we enter our time of confession now, let me leave you with just a couple roadblocks that might prevent us from weeping with those who weep. These might be sins which you need to confess and repent right now. So let's consider them together. We may not weep with those who weep because of our fear. We might fear entering into a difficult challenge with others, right? Perhaps because we're not sure what it'll mean. It might be messy. It may be that getting close to someone is a little too unknown for us, so we shy away from it. But we are to live by the peace of Christ who has overcome. He who holds all these things in his hands, Christ entered into our lives. May we enter into one another's lives and not fear but trust. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. May we walk in that fear of God and not fear of the unknown. Number two, we do not weep because with those who weep because of our selfishness, particularly of our time. We do not take the time to weep with those who weep because we're pretty focused on ourselves. Weeping with others may mean hours of listening, days of prayer, developing relationships, reading the word with those who hurt, walking alongside someone, and going to be with someone. May we love one another through our giving of our time and patience and love. And lastly, we do not weep with those who weep because of our faithlessness. We struggle to weep with those who weep because we're not sure what it'll mean or what's next. So we live in a kind of denial, thinking that the quicker we move on and get things back to normal, things will be better, and we just pretend that won't happen. This is a lack of faith, family. This is a lack of faith of God's purposes and plans and what he's doing. Just like he blesses and we rejoice together, he brings by his hand things in which we may rally around and weep with one another. Lamentations 3:32 says, "Though he causes grief, yet he will show compassion according to the multitude of his mercies." So just as Christ wept, may we mourn and recognize the plans God has and the pains that come in this life brought by his hand, that the glory and joy of the Lord may be all the much sweeter, and that we may understand by faith the multitude of his mercies all the more. As my brother Kevin and I were talking, may we wait and hope on the Lord. May we pray to God and wait for his mercy. Trust in the living hope of the resurrection of Christ, knowing he knows all of our hurt and pain. And may we experience the blessings of living with softened hearts, that we may approach those who are weeping and weep with them, coming alongside, entering in, sharing the truth of God's word, and appealing together to our God of comfort. May the Holy Spirit soften our hearts to be more like Christ and give us the faith to weep with those who weep. Let's pray. Well, Father God, this is a sober reminder of that which we must do, but we do imperfectly many times, to come alongside our brother and sister, to even recognize the way that you're working and what you're doing in one another's lives. Oh, Father, give us eyes of faith to see this. Give us faith to enter in. Would you cast out fear? Oh, God, would you allow us to see the great blessing that comes through weeping with those who weep, through coming alongside in mourning? Oh, Lord, we all know the benefits. We know the refreshing blessing it is when someone puts that arm around us. Oh, God, help us to have hearts of compassion and mercy. And, Father, we confess now we don't always. Oh, God, soften our hearts, we pray. And as we take a moment now to individually confess, we pray that you would do this work in our hearts.